You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was overtaken by this sense of wonder, this sense of amazement, this sense that something is very right with the world. Something has happened here that we have to embrace. Something has happened here that I think it is important that we all acknowledge. Because as I opened the door to take the pupper out this morning, there was just this vibe in the air. The first thought that I had was, y'all, it's hoodie weather outside. Now, granted, it's fake fall, right? Like, we all know this isn't it.
All right, it might be hoodie weather if you're really skinny like you.
202.
Yeah, I know. So it might be hoodie weather for you.
Pretty pumped about that. It's for me, it was hoodie weather when I opened the door. Now, it's not going to stay there. It'll probably be back up in the mid-80s by the end of the day. But this a.m. at 3:45 this morning, when I opened the door, it felt pretty good. And then I got into the car. And as I was driving to work, ordinarily...
I don't know if that's accurate or not, but...
60.
No, that says 59, dude.
No, right now I'm saying by 9 a.m. end of the show, at 54, threatening the 60s. So maybe it is. Again, false fall. It's not real fall. It's simply Mother Nature feeling a sense of healing. Yeah, okay. All right.
I'm just saying, we cool nights for the foreseeable future, supposedly.
The work has been put in to the outside fire pit, or as I have decided to name it, Rob's Football Fiesta Fairgrounds for 2025.
Okay, I was going to say, have you christened
the
actual fire pit?
Rob's Football Fiesta Fairgrounds, open for business, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, this weekend's project, I don't know if I trust myself yet. I want to drill a TV mount into the brick of the house and have an outdoor, because they make outdoor TVs. I want to get an outdoor TV and just have a permanent TV out there, but I don't know if I trust myself to anchor. I'll trust myself inside into the studs and drywall. I don't know if I trust myself to drill into brick and install. We'll see.
Yeah, because if that brick crumbles, you're going to be in trouble.
That's exactly right. So, I've drilled other stuff in. I just don't know if I'm comfortable hanging, because if I do this, I'm hanging up like a 100-inch outdoor TV out there.
Wow.
So.
When he says open for business, he's not talking about, you know, you guys listening.
Yeah, no. I mean, some of you may catch an invite at some point, but like, you got to come out, see me in public. You got to make friends first, all right? Now, blah, 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 blah. I walked outside. I said, yo, it's hoodie weather. And I feel like this is Mother Nature. This is Gaia herself acknowledging that it is not just football week. It's football eve. Because again, Much like last Friday.
Did you see Captain Planet on your journey walking your dog?
I did not.
Okay.
We did have a black bear hit our trash can two nights ago, though.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got a bear in the hood now, for sure. Like, the next door app was going crazy with people like, it's a bear! Like, relax, guys, relax. You didn't even know it was there.
Yeah, sure. Like, you walked out and saw that bear, you wouldn't be concerned.
No, I grew up around black bears. Like, I've seen them 100 times in my life. They're like, so they will run from you.
Just go up and rest.
Literally just yell at the bear, it will run away.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, when I say, I don't mean like take off your shirt like you're going to Vladimir Putin the bear. All right. I'm just saying, just put your arms in there and go, hey, bear. And they're going to run away from you. Now, as I embrace the hoodie weather and recognize that even Mother Nature herself was recognizing the greatness to be bestowed upon all of us tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. down in Tampa, Florida, when USF hosts Boise State, a team that has aspirations of making it to the college football playoff for the second consecutive year. Do the Blue Turf Smurfs? No, again, not the sexiest slate of games tomorrow, but football nonetheless. But Saturday is one day closer, ladies and gentlemen. And then I got in the car, and I was driving to work, and I decided today, ordinarily, I will acknowledge that while I listen to podcasts and radio shows from around the country ordinarily throughout the day, just to get a vibe what the national conversation is, what folks are saying about the teams we cover from outside of our market, I tuned into a college football-centric podcast, and you can tell that everybody in the game is feeling the buzz right now. And then I got to the office, and I'm already feeling good. I get out of the car here in the parking lot at, 4 o'clock, whatever it was. I get out of the car. I embrace one last time before I come upstairs. I embrace the hoodie weather outside. I come upstairs and I sit down because, one of the things that I needed to spend a few minutes doing this morning was taking another look at the cuts made by the Carolina Panthers and other NFL teams in the NFC South, other moves that guy made yesterday. For instance, the New Orleans Saints, the final team to acknowledge their QB1, and it is indeed hashtag Rat Daddy season down in New Orleans, Louisiana. We'll come to that.
Yeah, because when I saw that, I was like, oh no.
It's Rat Daddy season, baby.
I'm happy for him as someone who also pulls for the Gamecocks, but I know I'm going to have to deal with that nickname all year.
Rat Daddy!
Unless he does poorly and gets pulled.
It's Rat Daddy season. So, I sat down at the desk, and I got prepared to go look at the Carolina cuts from yesterday, go look at the Saints cuts from yesterday, see if there were any roster shocks as the NFL teams were obligated to get down to their 53-man roster yesterday. Obviously, yesterday you were going to see some names that maybe became contract casualties. You're going to see some names that were maybe injuries or guys that teams are trying to get stashed onto their practice squad to keep them for later on in the year or their career or whatever. I expected, obviously, despite the fact that I was paying attention yesterday to cut day, I expected today to see a couple of moves that you go, oh, okay, that one's pretty interesting. And then, as I was looking through, and yes, Kane, the Carolina Panthers did, and I mean this, the single biggest shock of cut day yesterday was Hunter Renfrow catching the axe from the Panthers while the Panthers kept 7 receivers. That blew my mind yesterday. In fact, one of the last things I said yesterday.
Adam Thielen is still a Panther.
He is still a Panther.
Okay.
And the cut of Hunter Renfrow leads me to believe that one of two things. Because Hunter Renfrow is a vested veteran, that means immediate free agency for him. He can sign with anybody as of yesterday. He does not have to go through the waiver process. Based on where you are in your NFL service, you earn the right to either dramatically shorten your waiver period or, in the case of Hunter Renfrow, to skip your waiver period altogether, and Hunter Renfrow will do so. So there's one of two realities. Either I misread the Hunter Renfrow situation entirely, or the Carolina Panthers are still looking at a potential trade to send Adam Thielen to the Vikings, and Hunter Renfro's not going to go anywhere. Because remember, when he signed with Carolina, the story went that he told his agent, I do not want to go anywhere where I have to fit onto a team. I want to go to a team that already fits me. And he believed that the Carolina Panthers and Dave Canales were that team. There's also the fact that Hunter Renfro lives in North Carolina, and that was a hometown squad for him. I think it is somewhat possible, perhaps. Maybe this is just me being the eternal optimist that I obviously am at all times. There's also the possibility that maybe Carolina was looking at this. Hunter Renfro said, if you guys need to take some time to figure out what the deal is with Adam Thielen, I'm not going to go anywhere. I'll take the axe for now, and I'll just be ready to come back when you call me. I don't know what the case is. But that was a big shock yesterday. We're going to talk about that later on in the show. Because that was not the most shocking NFL move from yesterday. That was not the most shocking transaction that took place yesterday. It was not Spencer Rattler, Rat Daddy, being named QB1 for the Saints. It was not Shedeur Sanders, unsurprisingly, in my opinion, being named officially to the Browns roster. He is the third quarterback behind Dylan Gabriel. I think that that shapes up exactly with the theory that I had about the plans for Shedeur by the Cleveland Browns. We'll get to that. Deshaun Watson going on the PUP list, eligible for return in week 5, though the belief is that he won't. We'll talk about that. All of that needs to get discussed on the show today, and all of it will. That was not the most shocking move. I sat down in front of the computer monitor this morning. I was listening to a little music as I was getting ready for the show in the Fortress of Nerditude this AM. And I had to stop because across my computer screen came a clip of Adam Schefter discussing the biggest move in the NFL yesterday.
That was a wonderful setup, by the way, because I'm like, what is he talking about? And then he got there, so well done.
Thanks, I'm good at radioing. Ladies and gentlemen.
I just want to say, a poor choice of music, though. Are they trying to find something that sounds Taylor Swift-ish? Is that what they were
doing?
That's
my guess. Little background.
I would have went with some heartfelt stuff. I mean, you know, be a little more romantic.
Different strokes for different folks. I personally think that a finger-picked acoustic guitar is maybe the most romantic instrument. All right, there's finger-picked electric guitar for romance, and then there's a straight-up saxophone for when you're getting into the other side of the equation. Yeah, but, like, we're not talking about the Queen of America, Tay-Tay, this way, all right? T-Rav might, that's his fiance now, y'all. I'm not talking about the Queen of America, Taylor Swift. With this vibe. This is
okay, all right,
this
all right.
is not this is not romance. This is another emotion that frequently leads to the same outcome if you play your cards right. But we're not talking about Queen Swiftie like that. All right? We're better than that. This is not a show that devolves into sophomore comments. We're better than that. We're above that. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you all to go ahead and start preparing for America's first royal wedding. All right? Here's the deal. And by the way, I set all that up. I obviously knew about this yesterday. All right? Because the phone exploded about 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. The phone exploded yesterday. I was sitting in the room because I did yesterday. If you missed it. It is on my YouTube channel. I will be uploading it, as a matter of fact, here during the break to the Fan Upstate's YouTube channel as well. I did a little film study on South Carolina's new running back, Rashawn Faisal, yesterday. I did a little film study. I did a little breakdown. I went back and pulled.
Faison.
Yeah, Faison. I went yesterday and I pulled some film from his game last year when Utah State played the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. 23 carries, 191 yards, and a couple of tutties. And I pulled a couple of clips from Faison that I think really put on display the reason that Shane Beamer and the Gamecocks are excited about having this kid in the backfield. So I've got that up on my social media right now. I've got it on my YouTube channel, and it will be up on the Fan Upstage channel here in just a few minutes from now if you're interested in that. So I was sitting down yesterday because I am a gigantic nerd, and I watched game film for like 2 hours. I watched game film to pull the 6 or 7 plays that I think best really illustrate 1,000%.
All right, I hate this. I mean, because I had my Cartwall memorized, and you know, we got a new computer, and now nothing's where it was.
Champions rise to the occasion, Lonzo.
Yeah, I know.
Slap the sign.
I will memorize this. If I slap something, it'll break. So no.
So
if I slap that monitor, it might hit you in the head. So I'm not going
to
do that.
Please don't. So I sat down yesterday to do a little film study. I was an hour and 15, an hour and a half minutes deep into watching every run that this kid made last year for the Utah State Aggies. And then all of a sudden, ping, 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 ping. I keep my phone on vibrate during the day, but if I'm going to lock in on something on the computer, I'll switch it to loud. Because if I am really locked in on something, if I can power through the ADHD and get locked in on something, it is the one time that my phone becomes like detached from me. It's not a reality anymore. So I changed it to loud. And as I sat there watching game film to put together a little film study of Faison. Ping, 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 ping. And I'm like, what in the name of all that is sacred and holy in the football world is happening? And I kind of assumed, well, it's NFL cut day. We are now less than 2 hours away from the deadline. Obviously, something dramatic has happened in the NFL. And as I open my phone, it is the wife. It is the mom. It is a couple of my young cousins from back down in Florida. It is two or three of the girlfriends, the friends who are girls. Let's be quick. Rob Brown is only talented enough to disappoint one woman at a time in my life. All right.
That's a quick catch. You even caught it before I helped you.
Yep.
So way to go.
Yeah. Yep. I'm dumb, but I ain't dumb. It was just the phone exploded. T-Rav and Tay-Tay are engaged officially. Those of you who over the past couple of years have been enraged by the amount of Taylor Swift attention during NFL season, oh, God, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. It's a love story, baby. Just say yes. Banger. Absolutely banger. Like I do. I mean, slapper, what do you want? Good for T-Rav is all I'm saying.
Did you say slapper?
Slapper. Song slaps.
You said it's not like you said slap her.
I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain, and I'm on the bleachers. When you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time, if you could see the way, dude, it's a banger. What do you want? If you hate happiness and joy and love and romance, then today's not for you, all right? I am happy that our princess and Prince Charming have found their happily ever after. Good for them, all right? And I will go ahead and say that between Joe and the 9 texts that I've gotten so far, some of you hate love, all right? Some of you hate joy and romance and passion and happiness, and I feel for you. We should all be today, as a nation, at a point in time where this nation is divided on everything, we fight over everything. Here's a moment that we can all come together, hold hands, and celebrate America's first royal wedding. And you're all flaming me and literally cussing me out on the text line, which, by the way, is 844-326-3663.
You should be mad at me, too. I'm the one playing the song.
Yeah, I don't have no control over the music, for the record.
And I chose that particular one.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, jokes aside, we got a show. What does LSU-Clemson mean to LSU and Clemson? What is the message South Carolina needs to send on Sunday against Virginia Tech? What can we learn from the updated betting odds around America? We're jumping into all of it on the radio program. He's the great one, Lonzo. I am Rob Brown. It's a day for love and romance here on the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Guys, we were really just having fun to open the show. That's all there was to it. Relax, relax.
I don't think you have to defend it. I don't understand the hatred. I really don't. I don't get it. And no one says, well, it's Coach Travis Kelce's on your team. And yes, in my mind, you do sound like that. Just like Rob thinks I sound like that. It's just, no. Just stop, man. It's faux outrage. It's not even real.
It's,
you ain't really mad.
Look,
you secretly have her on your playlist. It's okay.
It's not even a secret for me. I love some.
I'm talking to them. We know.
Here's what it comes down to. Jokes aside, like for real, what it comes down to is I think pop culture is so pervasive in this country. It is everything, right? Like. Hell, there is an entire multi-billion dollar industry that is just about trends and fads and celebrities and whatnot. And for a lot of dudes that maybe don't really care or get into that, which is 1,000% fine. Honestly, like outside of sports, I'm not really a big celebrity guy, right? Like I don't really care all that much. Outside of sports, I think a lot of dudes treat football as their sanctuary, as their safe space. This is why, and we've said this a bunch, this is why so many people are so upset about the changes that have been going on in college football, because it's always been kind of a sanctuary that you can, again, I know it's cliche, but it's cliche for a reason, kind of escape the real world, right? Like when South Carolina's playing, when Clemson's playing, when Ohio State's playing, when Texas is playing. If you're an NFL guy, on Sundays from 1 p.m. until 11:30 at night on Monday, nothing outside of what happens between the sideline and the sideline and the goal line and the goal line matters. I'm not worried about the stock market. I'm not worried about anything that's happening in the world. And Taylor Swift being the most, I'm not talking about Taylor Swift the whole segment. I just want to make this point and then we're moving on. Taylor Swift being the celebrity right now, right? Like, she is the, as Lonzo pointed out, probably most popular person on the planet. She is a billionaire. T-Rav is one of the highest paid players in the NFL, and she dwarfs him in terms of net value, overall value, and popularity. Dwarfs him. So,
yeah, it's rough when you're a multimillionaire and she's the sugar mama.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, because, yeah.
And don't get me wrong, as somebody who got himself a successful independent woman, good on you, T-Rev.
Yeah, same
now,
here. So,
I think the reason that a lot of people get exhausted by it is because if Taylor Swift is in any way, shape, or form in proximity to National Football League football, they don't show her. Like, she becomes a part of the broadcast. If I got to listen to Chris Collinsworth, even I, as a self-proclaimed Swiftie, if I got to listen to Chris Collinsworth awkwardly jam another Taylor Swift song lyric into a take about football, like, it's going to make me pull my hair out, and I love Tay-Tay.
Come on. I'd rather hear Collinsworth do that than go, Josh Owen, Josh Owen, Josh Owen, Josh Owen.
The best part about this.
That's more annoying than anything Taylor Swift.
The best point about this is you just going right over the fact that Chris Collinsworth glazes Patrick Mahomes like he's sponsored by him.
He does not.
He does not. Stop it.
Oh, you're becoming one of them.
No, I'm not one of them. No. I'm a guy who watches every Chris Collinsworth.
You know what this is, Rob Brown? I'm using your full name. It's disrespectful.
Oh, there it is. We get it started, ladies and gentlemen. So, I think the reality is when you watch a game that in any way, shape, or form has a connection to Taylor Swift, which is primarily the Chiefs, and you add on to the fact that over the past 8 years, the Kansas City Chiefs have been the franchise. It feels like your sanctuary has been penetrated and violated by the pop culture world, by the celebrity world. And on top of that, and this is the part that I think is the big deal, even those of you who maybe watch the NFL casually, right? Like, you're not a hardcore, you're a casual viewer of the NFL. She brings with her a bunch of football fans who could not care less about football. They're there for Taylor, but the coverage becomes about them because there are, I'm gonna take a stab at it, probably as many Swifties as there are NFL fans nationwide. So the coverage becomes about her because that is not just a demo they have access to. Football's never had access to, but it's a massive one.
There might actually be more Taylor Swift fans. Yes.
But it is simply about the fact that there's as many of them, if not more, than there are football fans. So it becomes about her because they have access to a demographic, the NFL does, that they've never really had access to before. And they want to keep them in the fold as long as they can. And if the hook there is Tay-Tay, that's the hook. That's it. That's the hook. We have hooks on this show, right? If I ever get to the point where the text line slowed down or the live stream viewing numbers go down or whatever, we got our hooks we can always lean on and go back to that we know is gonna spike participation. At the end of the day, any form of broadcasting, is an attention gathering endeavor and nothing else. Your favorite podcast is an attention gathering effort. Every TV show. What do they talk about the Cowboys all the time? Because there's more Cowboys fans than any other NFL team, just empirically and statistically. So they're going to talk about them because they want to make sure that they touch the largest fan base that is likely to be tuned in. And while there are more collective non-Cowboys fans than there are Cowboys fans, at the end of the day, yeah, you got X amount of minutes in a broadcast. And you can't really say, we're going to do the biggest story from all 32 NFL teams in an hour. So you got to touch the biggest ones. And that means you got to touch the biggest demo. I think that's where it comes from, is just the reality that even if you're a Swiftie, you have to acknowledge the NFL as a attention-seeking maneuver. are always going to get whatever they can get to grab that demo. My wife loves college football. She's not a huge NFL person. She likes the Saints because she married me and they got Spencer Rattler. But, like, she's not, I base my week around what time are the Saints playing this week. She doesn't. But if she finds out Tay-Tay's at a game, whether Trav's playing or not, which he always is, but you get it, now that's an event for her. If the Chiefs are playing on Monday Night Football and Tay-Tay's going to be there, she will text me and be like, hey, Taylor's at the game tonight. Are we watching? Like, sure, why not? They're happy just to see her on a screen. And I get it. I understand that.
Wow. I'm wondering when you're going to have Chiefs gear in your household, especially since she's not on tour right now. So there's a good shot she's at every single game.
I do not have Chiefs gear. You know what I do have? And I bought it for the Super Bowl the first year they were together. I have a red shirt with the number 87 in Chiefs yellow. And instead of Kelsey on the back, it says Taylor's boyfriend across it. I absolutely own that shirt. I have not brought myself to get rid of it. I guess I have to upgrade it now to Taylor's fiance. All right, we're putting that aside. We're done with that. All right, we're done with that. Relax. Jacob just texted the show, said, I'm listening to Taylor Swift right now, getting over the breakup of Hunter Renfrow and my Carolina Panthers. Yeah, I got to tell you, that one kind of didn't sit well with me yesterday, to be honest. That was without a doubt.
Maybe there was a lot of hype there and not substance. Maybe we only saw bits and pieces, and maybe he doesn't fit the way everyone seemed to think he did.
It's very fair. It's very fair. Again, you get during preseason, you get two opportunities to go eyeballs on. You get the preseason games themselves, right? And then you get the propaganda from the teams. This is why I tell people, and maybe I fell for it. Maybe I didn't listen to my own advice a little bit, but I tell people all the time, when you see clips coming out of practices that make a dude look great, keep in mind that if it comes from the team, that's 0.05% of what that guy's doing in practice. Wow. And if it comes from a media and fan participation, keep in mind, teams go out of their way to limit the access of media to preseason practices, which means when they do go in front of cameras, ordinarily, they're going through the stuff that they do all the time, the most comfortable stuff. So, of course, those guys should look the most comfortable doing it. And I wonder if I didn't fall for the propaganda a little bit,
It's where we live. This is not a criticism, but you're going to get people who lean towards Clemson wanting him to make the team. And they should. So I think there's going to be a little more positive towards that in this area because, and again, I'm not being critical. It's someone who played in the area. Of course you want them to make the team that's covered in the area.
I don't disagree with that. I know that there, again, I'm married to one. I know that there are a lot of people who followed that because they want a Clemson guy on that team along with the South Carolina guys. And I get that, and I'm good with that. But I would also say this story had some national attention. And we'll talk more about it coming up in the next segment of the show because I do think it is a big deal. But Rashad Beard was hype about Hunter Renfrow. He's not a Clemson guy. He's got zero connections to the schools in the upstate. Shefty, when the signing got made that Hunter Renfrow was grabbing the team, he went in on it. Like, this was because of the fact that he had to walk away from the NFL due to health issues, this was a story a lot of people were excited about. And I do wonder, and we will talk about this in the next segment, how much of this was just us pulling for a great story, right? A comeback story. America loves a comeback story. How much of this was us pulling for a great story? How much of this was we were pulling for a Clemson guy to join the Carolina team? How much of this was I really thought I had watched enough to say, yeah, this dude's one of the best seven receivers on the roster? Because the shocking point isn't just that they cut Hunter Renfrow yesterday. The shocking part about it was that they cut him and kept seven receivers on the roster and four tight ends on top of that. So when we come back, let's talk about the cut. Let's talk about what led to Hunter Renfrow getting the cut. And let's put on our tinfoil caps. Could there be a little bit of a undiscussed conspiracy brewing with this move? That's up next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In what was one of the most shocking roster moves yesterday, the Carolina Panthers cut former Clemson wide receiver Hunter Renfrow. Now, why did that happen? There's a lot of theories floating around right now. Occam's razor is that he just didn't make the team. Occam's razor says you should always, or you, not always, but you should begin with the rationale that requires the fewest number of assumptions. It is not that which is simplest, although it can be described that way. Occam's razor is you begin with the theory that requires the least amount of assumption. Occam's razor says Hunter Renfrow just wasn't one of the best seven wide receivers on the football team. And I will acknowledge that that is a strong possibility for the reason that Hunter Renfrow, as of yesterday at 4 p.m., is no longer a member of the Carolina Panther football team. However, it is not the only theory that is out there. Let's start why this was such an impactful move. And I am talking not just about on the football team, which we'll get to the consequences of that on the football team here in a minute. I'm talking about, like, emotionally amongst the fans, right? I got a tweet after the show was over yesterday from Tiger Pal Rachel, who said, "Do you think Hunter Renfrow makes the team?" And my response to her was, "Absolutely. I don't see a world in which he does not make the team." And I definitely had an identity crisis after the announcement yesterday where I said, "Do I really know ball?" Now, the answer is obviously yes, I definitely do. But it was still shocking. And Tiger Pal Rachel said yesterday she was ready to go buy her Hunter Renfrow Panthers jersey as her merch acquisition this year. And I'll keep it a buck. I was pulling for the kids. Still am. And the reason I still am is I wonder if there's not maybe a deeper reason for the cut of Hunter Renfrow. Now, Maybe I should walk down the hallway to Captain America, Chris Evans, down the hall's office, and I should grab his tinfoil cap to throw it on for this segment. Because, self-acknowledged, it is a bit of a conspiracy theory. But you will recall that yesterday on the show, we talked about the fact that the Minnesota Vikings were having a conversation with the Carolina Panthers to potentially send Adam Thielen back to Minnesota. And the only reason that that had not happened yet was an inability to compromise on compensation. The Cats were obviously going to want quite a bit in return for Adam Thielen, who has been a better than expected, I think even people optimistic about Adam Thielen, a better than expected performer. For a guy like me who said, yeah, I'm not really comfortable with a 30-plus year old short white guy running the number one spot, I was blown away.
You know what he is? At least this is my opinion why they kept Thielen and got rid of Renfro is there's one receiver all last season that Bryce Young had chemistry with, and that was Adam Thielen.
I don't disagree.
So, I mean, if you get rid of that guy, the guy that you know that he's the most comfortable with, that's going to set him back a little bit, I think.
So I completely agree.
Give him, you let him keep his comfort while he works in the new guys.
This is why I said yesterday on the show, if this deal goes through that sends Adam Thielen back to Minnesota, it is going to be at a price that Vikings fans are going to go, did we really just give up that much for a slot wide receiver? Because he would be a slot wide receiver. He would go up there to Minnesota. He would have 4 weeks where he would be playing primarily wide receiver two, because the Vikings are going to be without their starting wide receiver, Jordan Addison, who is suspended for 4 games. Got a DUI, and if I recall correctly, was not actively driving the car. He was asleep behind the wheel of a car in a parking lot, not driving, but was passed out drunk. Caught a DUI. That is still going to get you one 90% of the time. And took a 4-game suspension. So Adam Thielen would have been primarily wide receiver two for 4 weeks. And then he would have, as Addison moved back to wide receiver two, he would move to wide receiver three. And I think for the Carolina Panthers, who Lonzo is absolutely correct, Adam Thielen has been not just a security blanket. I think it would be a different conversation if Adam Thielen was just a security blanket for Bryce Young, right? Just a guy that you go, all right, if everything's covered up, I know Adam Thielen is going to be somewhere around the sticks, right? I just need to look at the sticks. Thielen's going to find a way to get open. Adam Thielen has been a all-over-the-field performer for Bryce Young the last couple of years. Even when things were going poorly, the one bright spot you could look at early in the year last year before Bryce got benched was he had a connection with Adam Thielen. So my belief here is that when it comes down to it, Adam Thielen provides too much of a security blanket for Bryce Young to let him go for anything less than a return on investment that would feel like you were trading a number two overall wide receiver, even though, and this is why I think this deal is not done. I'm not saying I think one will get done. In fact, quite the opposite. I think Adam Thielen's a Panther this year. I do not think he gets sent to Minnesota. I could be wrong, but I don't think he does, because I think Carolina is going to say, hey, Minnesota, this guy is our number two wide receiver. Right? Even if Xavier Leggett is the number two wide receiver, Adam Thielen, until Xavier Leggett proves that the dropsies are gone, Adam Thielen is our number two wide receiver. So if you want to bring the guy back home for a feel-good story, you're going to have to compensate us as if he was a number two wide receiver. That is still very much in the cards, especially if early in the season, because in the NFC North, the Minnesota Vikings do not have a lot of wiggle room. That is one of the, if it's not the best, it is no worse than the second best division in football. There are three teams, I think, that can realistically win that division this year: the Vikings, the Lions, and the Packers. And there's a lot of folks who are making picking the Chicago Bears to win that division a trendy pick. I'm not there. I think the Bears are going to be much better. I'm not ready to say they're up there with the Lions or the Vikings just yet. And if my guy Ryan Horvat is correct, he thinks the Packers are going to be in the mix as well.
I keep saying a Viking, so you trust in the quarterback. Okay.
I trust in the head coach.
All right.
He took Kirk Cousins to the playoffs. He took Sam Darnold to the playoffs, right? Like, I don't think – here's where
so
I've
JJ
arrived.
So J.J. McCarthy is at least comparable with those two guys.
Here's why I'm giving a bit of – I don't know if optimism's the right word, but because I can't come up with one better, I'll use it right now. A bit of optimism for J.J. McCarthy. If the guy who was able to turn Kirk Cousins into a playoff guy – who then went and got $100 million from the Atlanta Falcons and wasn't that. If he was able to take Sam Darnold, and granted, I think Sam Darnold, one of those quarterbacks that got a raw deal, the Jets were a dumpster fire, the Panthers were a dumpster fire when he played for those teams. So maybe Sam Darnold has a Baker Mayfield renaissance in Seattle this year. We'll see. But until he does, I'm looking at Kevin O'Connell, who took Kirk Cousins, and he took Sam Darnold. He made a playoff, guys. And he said, J.J. McCarthy's good enough to be my guy. I'll trust him for now, right? Like, I think he's earned that. So, unless things go real poorly for the Minnesota Vikings right out of the gate, which is absolutely a possibility, unless things go poorly for the Vikings right out of the gate, if they do, then I think Adam Thielen is back in the mix. They got Chicago, Atlanta, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh that they will have to play without Addison before they get Cleveland, the bye in week 6, Philly, the Chargers, the Lions, the listen to that schedule. After the bye week, Philly, the Chargers, the Lions, the Ravens, the Bears, the Packers in a 6-game spread. They could go anywhere from 4-2 to 1-5 in that stretch, honestly, depending on what J.J. McCarthy is. So I think Carolina can keep Adam Thielen in a conversation with Minnesota, and if stuff really bleeps the bed in Minneapolis, then maybe Adam Thielen does become worth a second-round pick. Now, the question is about Hunter Renfrow at that point, because Hunter Renfrow has enough NFL service that he is not on the waiver wire this morning, right? If you get cut yesterday and you don't have enough service earned, you go on the waiver wire and you are prioritized to teams that were further down the draft order last year. That is obviously a way to increase parity across the league. The worse you are, the more right you have to pick up waiver guys and make your team better. However, part of the collective bargaining agreement, once you are in the league, and I don't remember what all the metrics are, but Hunter Renfrow has been in the league long enough that he doesn't go on the waiver wire. He's available to anybody. Here's my question. When Renfrow got signed by the Panthers, the story was going around that he told his agent, I only want to go to a place where I fit in. I do not want to have to like go and change my game to fit an offense. And I don't want an offense to have to change to fit me. I want to go play for an offense I fit in. And Hunter Renfrow lives in the Carolinas. Is very partial to the Carolinas. Wanted to stay in the Carolinas. The Panthers worked out. So the question mark now is, even though he is a free agent, eligible to be picked up by anybody, and there are absolutely a few teams who will like objectively get better by having him on the roster today, is it possible that there was some sort of wink, wink, finger gun agreement between Hunter Renfrow and the Panthers that he says, look, guys, I want to stay in Carolina. I'm either playing for you or I'm not playing. So I'll just stay out here, right? If you want me, I'll be here ready for you. And if anybody calls his agent and goes, hey, we want to pick up Hunter off the waiver wire, the agent goes, yeah, he's not coming to play for you. He's either playing in Carolina or he's not playing. Is this some sort of wink, wink, nudge, nudge agreement between the two of them that we'll see him just hanging out in case Thielen gets traded or if one of the other wide receivers gets hurt, Hunter Renfrow's right there and ready to jump on board. I don't know. We will talk about the 53-man roster of the Carolina Panthers, what it shaped up to look like after NFL cut day, as well as take a look at the other teams in the division that will be their opponents for a playoff spot and a divisional crown. A lot of college football in the next hour. Water cooler cheat sheet. Denton Day at 9:20 to set up the college football weekend. All of that comes after this. Lonzo's national championship caliber sports flash.
I am wearing the shirt for it. A ninth inning offensive explosion powered the Atlanta Braves to an 11-2 win over Miami. Hurston Waldrop had another solid outing, allowing 8 hits, but only 1 run across 5.1 innings. Atlanta notched a dozen hits. That's pretty good, including 4 in the top of the ninth. Atlanta finishes the series this afternoon at 1-10. The New Orleans Saints announced that former Gamecock signal caller Spencer Rattler will be their starter when the season opens next weekend. Rattler beat out rookie Tyler Shuck for the spot and will start his 7th career game after going 0-6 with largely backups last year. We'll see what he does with starters. Falcons starting right tackle Caleb McGarry will miss the season after suffering a leg injury in practice last week. The run-blocking expert would have been the blindside protector for second-year quarterback Michael Penix Jr. Hour number 2 of the Rob Brown Show is next right here on The Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.